this meeting to order. This is special board meeting number 16-21, originating at the Idaho Water Center and with board members participating by Zoom. First item of business is roll call. Jennifer.
Right. Mr. Barker.
Here.
Mr. Chase. Roger, Mr. Chase.
I'm here.
Thank you. Ms. Kohansen.
Here.
Mr. Olmstead.
Here.
Mr. Stevenson.
Here.
Mr. Vandermeulen.
Here.
Mr. Van Stone.
Here.
And Chairman Raybold.
Here. Okay, the next item of business I have on the agenda is an executive session. Who has a motion for me? Joanne?
Yes. Pursuant to Idaho Code Sections 742061, subsection F, I request that the board resolve into executive session to communicate with legal counsel regarding legal ramifications of and legal options for pending litigation or controversies not yet being litigated but eminently likely to be litigated. I request that a roll call vote be taken and that the secretary record the vote in the minutes of the meeting.
Is there a motion?
Okay, it's been moved and seconded. Let's have a roll call, please, Jennifer.
Okay, Mr. Barker.
Aye.
Yes.
Mr. Chase. Was that Roger?
Yeah.
Okay. Ms. Kohansen.
Aye.
Mr. Olmstead.
Aye.
Mr. Stevenson.
Aye.
Mr. Vandermeulen.
Aye.
Mr. Van Stone.
Aye.
And Chairman Raybold.
Aye.
Okay. We are going to put those of you who do not have business in the board's executive session into a waiting room until the executive session is done. So give us just 1 minute to make that happen, and then we can go into executive session.
Session, would entertain a motion to come out of executive session.
Hold on.
Chair.
But yeah, Roger, let Joanne make the motion in the proper form.
Okay.
Mr. Chair, I move that the board resolve out of executive session and that the official minutes of the meeting reflect that no action was taken during the executive session.
Okay, is there a second? Now, Roger.
Second.
Okay, it's been moved and seconded. All in favor, say aye.
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 Any opposed? Motion carries. We're now back in open.
Recording in progress.
Give us just 1 minute.
We'll give you a minute to let everybody back in. I will report that I have an inch of very wet snow at my house. South of Rexburg, there's not, but at my house, I have an inch.
Well, I'll report from Twin Falls that we've got a dust storm going on right now.
Thank you.
That's good. It is supposed to rain tonight. It was snowing.
I've got some light rain falling right now, too. It's about 37 degrees and no more snow but rain, but I guess they got a pretty good batch up in the hills yesterday. Not an enormous amount, but better than a dusting.
Oh, we've got 12 inches nailed.
Really?
Yeah.
2 weeks is looking very favorable, so hopefully it produces.
Well, that's good news, Pete. You guys need it worse than any of the rest of us do, and we all need it terribly.
Yep, we sure do. It's snowing right now.
Good.
My wife's out shoveling snow.
Hey, Pete, do you know if they've seeded that last couple storms in the Big Wood? I know they've seeded a little bit up in the Snakes, but I was just wondering, curious on the Big Wood.
You know, I would guess they would because the temperature was right. I mean, I don't know that for sure, but all of their criteria were met.
Great. Okay, yep. Mr. Patton, are we back? We got let everyone back in the meeting and ready to reconvene?
Yes, we are, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you. The next item on the agenda is the Big and Little Wood Group recharge applications. Are we going to have somebody explain to us what that is, and would that be Ann?
Yes, I can do that. We're talking about the Big and Little Wood Recharge Water Rate applications 37-23110 and 37-23111. There were multiple protestants to those applications, and we've been working with those protestants to try to resolve the protest in the matter. We have come to some conditions for various entities that we think will settle the matter. Maybe I'll just lead you through each entity, each protestant, and read the condition, and then you all can take that up for action. Does that sound agreeable, Mr. Chairman?
That would be great. Thank you.
Great. Okay. So the first project we'll take up is the City of Paley. And we have agreed with, we have proposed condition from the City of Paley to settle their protest, and it reads, this right may not call for water that could be used by the City of Paley under valid mitigation and or recharge water rights held by said entity, not to exceed 3,360 acre feet per year, with priority dates no later than 12/31/2026. So that is the condition that has been proposed for settlement with the City of Paley.
Any questions for Ann on that condition? Okay, Ann, let's talk about the other two.
Would we like to do with individual motions on each condition, or do you want to do it as a group?
Well, I'm going to ask Brian if he has a problem with this taking care of the two cities in Sun Valley as a group, and then maybe doing the other one in a second group.
Mr. Chairman, I think we can take care of those two cities in Sun Valley as a group, and then the other protestant separately from that group.
Okay. All right. Okay. Let's talk about the other two, and then we'll the board can determine if they want to take them one at a time or group them.
Okay, that sounds good. The next proposed action is for the City of Bellevue. It reads, this right may not call for water that could be used by the City of Bellevue under valid mitigation and or recharge water rights held by said entity, not to exceed 1,150 acre feet per year, with priority dates no later than 12/31/2026. And then finally, for the Sun Valley Company, there are two proposed conditions. The first one reads, this right may not call for water that could be used by Sun Valley Company under valid water rights for commercial snowmaking purposes held by said entity, not to exceed 200 acre feet per year, with priority dates no later than 12/31/2026. And the second condition for Sun Valley Company reads, this right may not call for water that could be used by Sun Valley Company under valid mitigation and or recharge water rights held by said entity, not to exceed 450 acre feet per year, with priority dates no later than 12/31/2026.
Okay, any questions from the board for Ann on these conditions that she's just explained to us? Okay, if everybody is comfortable with them, I would suggest that maybe we group these three conditions into one motion for approval.
Mr. Chairman, this is Brian. I move that we approve these conditions for the Bellevue, Haley, and Sun Valley recharge conditions.
This is Pete. I'll second that.
Okay, it's been moved and seconded. Is there any discussion on the motion?
Just, Mr. Chairman, just make a clarification. It's a little broader than recharge. Mr. Olmstead just said recharge. It's recharge mitigation and snowmaking.
Okay, but they apply to our recharge applications.
Correct.
Okay, is that clear to everybody? I thought that's what I heard Brian saying, but if you meant it different than that, Brian, we'll need to correct your motion.
That's what I meant.
And Mr. Chairman, if I may, one additional clarification. These conditions are intended to go only on the Big Wood recharge water right, which is 37-23111.
Okay. All right, so they apply to that particular application. Okay, we have a motion that I think has been clarified to the board. Is there any further discussion on the motion? Mr. Pat and I believe we should have a roll call vote on this motion.
Okay.
Mr. Barker?
Yes.
Aye.
Mr. Chase?
Yes.
Okay. Ms. Cole Hansen?
Aye.
Mr. Olmstead?
Aye.
Mr. Stevenson?
Aye.
Mr. Vandermeulen?
Aye.
Mr. Van Stone?
Aye.
And Chairman Raybould?
Aye. Okay, if I counted correctly, I believe the motion carries.
That's correct.
Okay, let's move on to the next part of these applications.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. An additional protest into these applications is Idaho Power Company. They have requested that a couple of conditions be placed on our water rights as a proposed settlement. They are the two standard trust water right conditions that IBWR would usually put on a trust water right. I'll go ahead and, shall I go ahead and read those out?
It might be a good idea for the record if you could do that, please.
Okay, so the first trust water right condition reads, this right is for the use of trust water, and it is subject to review 5 years after its initial approval. They will insert the date there as to when it's approved. To reevaluate the availability of trust water for the authorized use and to reevaluate the public interest criteria for reallocating trust water. And then the second trust water condition that would be at issue is when the minimum stream flow water rights at the Snake River at Murphy Gauge are not being satisfied, the right holder shall cease diverting water for the consumptive uses authorized by this right. The minimum stream flow water rights are for 3,900 CFS from April 1st through October 31st and 5,600 CFS from November 1st through March 31st. See IDAPA 3703-08-03. So those are the two conditions that are being proposed for settlement purposes. And then Idaho Power Company is also requesting some additional language be put in the stipulation. Mr. Chairman, would you like me to read that language out? Or would you just, how would you like to handle that portion of this?
I think, and I know it's a lot. Just please read us that paragraph if you would, and then okay. Open up the discussion on it.
Great. The parties further agree that any water diverted and put to beneficial use under the applications will count toward the Idaho Water Resource Board's managed recharge program, recharge goals, set forth in the 2009 Eastern Snake Plain Aquifer Comprehensive Aquifer Management Plan. The Idaho Water Resource Board further agrees to work cooperatively with Idaho Power Company in the coordination and consideration of the respective interests of the state of Idaho and Idaho Power Company with regard to managed recharge so as to further their mutual interests and to honor the commitments made under the Swan Falls Agreement, the 2009 Swan Falls Reaffirmation Agreement, Senate Concurrent Resolution 136, and the 2009 ESPA CAMP. The parties recognize the Idaho Water Resource Board's Water Supply Management Committee provides a forum for discussing the public policy interests of the Idaho Water Resource Board's recharge, hydropower, and other water uses in the basin, including defining recharge targets, goals, and other commitments under the Swamp Falls Agreement, the 2009 Swamp Falls Reaffirmation Agreement, Senate Concurrent Resolution 136, and the 2009 ESPA CAMP. Further, the parties recognize their respective needs in defining those commitments moving forward.
Okay, thank you for doing that. And board members, do you have any questions about these two conditions and the stipulation that Idaho Power is asking for to remove their protest?
This is Roger. Does that affect cloud seeding at all?
No, I do not believe this would affect our ability to cloud seed, Roger. I think this is just an agreement that we'll continue to work with Idaho Power on managing and allocating the water supply and how we utilize our water rights.
Thank you.
That's great.
Any other comments? Okay, I would entertain a motion to approve this settlement with Idaho Power, the two conditions and the stipulation.
Mr. Chairman, this is Brian. I so move.
Okay, it's been moved. Is there a second?
Second.
Okay, thank you, Dean and Joanne. Okay, I have a motion. Is there any discussion on the motion? Okay, there being none, we will proceed to vote. Let's call the roll. Jennifer.
Mr. Barker?
Yes.
Sorry, you called my name right?
Yes,
Jennifer.
Yes, Mr. Barker.
Well, I'm going to recuse myself from this vote, and like the record to reflect, I did not participate in the executive session related to the discussion about the Idaho Power settlement.
Thank you. Mr. Chase? Roger?
Oh, yes.
Ms. Kohansen?
Aye.
Mr. Olmsted?
Aye.
Mr. Stevenson?
Aye.
Mr. Vandermeulen?
Aye.
Mr. Van Stone?
Aye.
And Chairman Ragel?
Aye. Okay, the motion carries. I think that completes the business under Big and Littlewood recharge applications, doesn't it, Brian?
Yes, it does, Mr. Chairman.
Okay, agenda item 4, any non-action items for discussion? Does any of the board members have anything they'd like to bring up at this time? Okay.
There's snow coming, Mr. Chairman.
I'm working on it. It's snowing at my house right now. I'm doing my part. it all flows your way, so you may be in good shape anyway. I think that's all we have then.
Correct.
Mr. Patton, next meeting is adjourned. We're meeting in January?
We are meeting in January, the same week as the water users. In trying to coordinate schedules with the Idaho water users, it looks like it may be a bit of an abbreviated meeting. We may be cut down to one day this time, just because of all the other events going on that week. Just to give you maybe a bit of a heads up.
We're going to have to abbreviate our meeting so that we can hit all the water users.
Yes, that's what I meant. I'm sorry, Mr. Chairman.
Oh, okay, all right. I was thinking the other way around, that the water users were cutting back to accommodate us, but probably not.
No, they've actually expanded to take most of Thursday.
Yeah, and we'll have to look at that and finalize that our agenda after we see where they're at with all of their stuff.
That's correct.
Okay. All right. If there's nothing further, I guess I would like to wish everybody a Merry Christmas if we don't meet again in the next 2 weeks, which, with any luck at all, we won't have to. Everybody have an enjoyable holiday, and we'll try not to harass you until the new year. But if something comes up, we will. So with that, I entertain a motion to adjourn.
I shall move.
Okay, is there a second?
Second.
All in favor say aye.
Aye. Aye. Merry Christmas.
Yeah. Okay, thanks everyone. Appreciate your help getting all completed.
Yeah, thank you for your time this afternoon.
Thank you.